This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered some things in Malachi chapter 3 we should appreciate. Now let's focus on things in this chapter we should avoid. Malachi lumps some of these together in verse 5. I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. It's clear the people he is addressing in this verse are self-centered, arrogant, and taking advantage of anyone in need. They're oblivious of their responsibility and the fact that they will ultimately be accountable to a righteous and compassionate God who is concerned for the welfare of those in need. They are unjust, irreverent, and indifferent to God's decrees. This hard attitude is seen in their disobedience toward tithing and being ungrateful and unwilling to give offerings to God. Without these resources, the spiritual leaders couldn't meet the needs of the disadvantaged and poor. In this, they were robbing God. Compounding this attitude and these actions was what they said about God's call to serve Him, described in verses 13 through 15. You have said it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out His requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. To please God, such attitudes and actions must be avoided. To review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.